Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great on this Monday afternoon. Today, we will continue about crystals and gemstones. But before I get into this, I want to speak to you guys about checking out my YouTube channel at Abe's Front Porch Talk, A-B-E apostrophe S, Front Porch Talk. You can type my name in the Google search bar, but you must type in the Google search bar or any search bar you use, A-B-E apostrophe S, Front Porch Talk, to pull me up on many platforms. I will have the description. I will have it written down in the description, And also check out my store. It's not much. It's just a little store on Spreadshirt.com. But you must go into the link I post. And if you can't go directly into the link, try just copying the link and putting it into the search bar to go directly into the store. For I know some sites like Instagram, it will not let you do that. But I had to copy the link and stick it into the search bar, and I went directly into my store. Now, it's not much. I don't have but two photos and a few items. It's just something to get started right now. And I'm trying to update the items and pictures, but I'm having some trouble there. Like I said, I'm not good with technology. I'm trying to figure stuff out. Hopefully, I can get some more pictures up and different designs to sell. But right now, I'm just doing with what I can. If you buy a hoodie, a t-shirt, a coffee cup, or a tea mug, or anything I have in that store that you like seeing, the money will be used for this podcast and my YouTube. It will help me with travel expenses such as food, motel stays, insurance on a vehicle, fuel for the vehicle, and cost to get into certain places like theme parks, because I want to take my YouTube channel and this podcast to theme parks and tell my experience about it and show you guys where I'm at through my YouTube channel, especially those who are disabled and cannot get out. That is one of my goals, is to reach 1,000 subscribers on YouTube so I can do things live and have you guys to join in. If I'm walking through a theme park somewhere, say down in Florida, and I can go live, have you guys to comment as I'm walking through the as I'm walking through the theme park, you guys can see what I'm doing and all of you can communicate. And I could try to read what you're saying and talk to you guys as well. But I've got to have 1,000 subscribers before I can do anything. And if you can buy from my Spreadshirt store, it will help out with these traveling expenses. Right now is a small setup for me to get started with this. But as I advance in a few months, I may buy a plane ticket with what you have bought from my store and go to Florida and do these things. Those are just some of the examples. I want to bring this world to those who are disabled and cannot get out. There are people my age, at the age of 37 and older, or a few years younger than me, that are bedridden, that would love to see these things. And yes, there are people who already do this, and I can name some of these big YouTubers that go out exploring the world and theme parks already you can watch. But when it comes down to it, these people do not understand what it's like to be shut in a home all day. They don't understand what it's like to suffer with chronic pain. And I do, because I'm a chronic pain sufferer. I know what it's like not to be able to get out of the house for days and weeks, and to feel like the walls are closing in. So I can relate to these people. And why not watch someone who can relate to you and know where you're coming from? You see what I'm saying? So this is one reason why I'm pushing for 1,000 subscribers so hard, so I can start helping people like this. It's, I want people to see the world through my YouTube channel. And we all could have fun with this. And I know we could. It's not about fame, it's not about fortune. It's just bringing joy and excitement to people in this world. Does that make sense? And in my store, the pictures may not be perfect that's on these items that you can pick. Some may be too big or they may be too small. And honestly, once you receive the item from Spreadshirt.com, I don't know the way it's going to look. But it's a start somewhere, and I could update more as time goes on. But that money will help me, like I said, with fuel, insurance, motel stays, food, and I do not have to go out to restaurants and eat at these restaurants. I can go to a grocery store and buy lunch meats and have myself a sandwich. Know what I'm saying? So start out small first and build up. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to support this podcast, look for the support button in the podcast app that you choose and follow the directions of what to do. All support, like I said, will stay directly with this podcast and my YouTube channel. It stays with it. It will help out so much, like I just explained. So this is basically all I wanted to cover in the beginning. Thank you to those who have subscribed to my channel. I am now up to 121 or 122 subscribers as of today. Hopefully that will keep growing. So share my YouTube, have people to subscribe, share this podcast, have people subscribe to it because podcasts you can listen in your car while you're traveling. You can watch my YouTube videos just about anywhere. So share and let's get this going and let's help one another. But I'm going to take this short break and we're going to go in today's story of gemstones and crystals. Oh, by the way, I know I said Fridays are going to be storytelling time, and I've already missed 2 weeks of storytelling time on Fridays. I have been under the weather. And this Friday, this past Friday, early that morning, I was in the ER. So I did not feel like doing a storytelling time. I said I'll try for next week. So this coming up Friday, if nothing happens, hopefully I will be able to do a storytelling. So I've got some good stuff for storytelling. It seems like I'm getting stopped and I'm having all these hardships right now and disappointments, but hopefully things will get better. I will take this short break and return. Thank you. Okay, folks, welcome back here. Now, I'm going to speak to you guys about what does gemstones represent. And now, you will have to overlook me because some of these words that gemstones are called, I'm having a hard time pronouncing the name. But I'm going to read you what they represent. But before I get into this, you remember I spoke about Moses' staff and how Moses' staff, Aaron used it to defeat Pharaoh. And all the staff turned into a serpent and it was made of gemstones and almond. Okay, then you read on, you also see that there are gemstones. 12 gemstones and a breastplate that Aaron wore during that time. And then you go on more and it talks about stones and other gemstones. And we'll get into that later on. And because even Joshua, there was some stuff dealing with gemstones with Joshua. But I want to get into what the definitions mean. But I want to go ahead and talk about King David too. And King David when he picked up the stone to kill Goliath, we think of rocks, or most of us think of these rock formations. And I've always pictured that King David picked up a big heavy stone, that when he put it in his slingshot and he slung it and hit David, it killed him. And I never really thought about this, and maybe a lot of you are in the same situation. You thought maybe it was like a pebble or just a little rock or something, just some type of stone. But did you ever think, during that time, when David looked down on the ground, it was a gemstone, just like what was in Moses' staff. And when he picked that up, there was power, and that gemstone represented death. And now, could God just made it appear there right at that time for King David to see and pick it up? Or was it always a gemstone there and David knew which one to pick up? Because some of these gemstones do represent death. And when he picked up that gemstone and put in that slingshot and slung that gemstone and killed Goliath with, he knew which one. Maybe there was a lot of gemstones with a lot of other rock formations there, and he knew exactly which one to pick up. So have you ever thought about, this was no ordinary stones like gravel, what I'm getting at, and I know that sounds repetitive, and I'm sorry. But I've never thought about it being actual gemstones that you would have in your house for healings and miracles and stuff that a lot of people do use them for. And to be like Moses' staff. So it had to be some power and behind this certain stone for King David to know which one to use to kill Goliath. So it had to be this gemstone. And it had to be this certain type of gemstone that represented death. Now, I'm going over here to find what each gemstone represented. And I've got it written down here. Different names for different ones. Now, I'm going to read to you what it says. So the first one here I have written down is called Lepidolite. I know I mispronounced that, but is known for deep emotional healing, soothing and reducing stress and depression. The other one is selenite. Can be used to help strengthen memory. Also, it is used for good luck and protection. It also helps with all spiritual work. See, this one, the selenite, it is used to help with all spiritual work, the good and the bad. So probably if you're going through spiritual war battle, this is going to be the best thing for you to have because it helps with this. Also gives you strength in your memory. So basically the way I'm taking this now, my understanding, is that it can be used to help strengthen memory. So if you're suffering with short-term memory loss, then this gemstone is the one you need to help you with this. So let's go back to the days of old, back to the prophets again. You know, they didn't have modern day medicine. And as time grew, and let's get into other years after Christ's reign and stuff and get out of the Bible days here. Even the like people from our past, our ancestors from years ago, before modern day medicine, they had gemstones and crystals that they used. And this was used to help them with their short-term memory loss, any type of healing of their sickness that they had of their diseases back then, these things were used for that reason. And we're saying it's evil today, that it's witchcraft, and these people were practicing witchcraft. Well, if it was witchcraft, and that's what the people practice, why did Moses, that walked so righteous before God, have gemstones in his staff? Why did the prophets use gemstones and crystals for healings back then? So they knew what to use. Even the prophets and after the prophets, our ancestors from years ago used these to help. But yet today's time, they're evil and used as witchcraft. So you need to ask, how are they evil? Because remember last week episode, I said everything can be used for the good or the bad. Now we go into fluorite. It's a protective and stabilizing stone. It is used for grounding and harmonizing spiritual energy. Now you will notice a lot of these stones and crystals are used in similar ways, especially a lot of spirituality. A lot of religions from way back in the days used them that you don't see in today's time because people says they're evil. Now, we see this one, it seems like it's to bring us positive energy. It harmonizes everything around you. So that means it's supposed to help you keep good energy, good vibes, keep peace around you if you want that peace, keep all the negativity, all the bad stuff out of your house, out of your life. And if you're having a bad day from work or whatever day you had, you come home and you get near these crystals and you look at them and you start feeling relaxed. You start calming down. And they're helping you bring your negativity that you've been around and your bad mood swings to good, to back to being positive. And you probably could sleep well at night. Then you got this one called Black Tourmaline or Maline. Is a mine in Brazil and Africa. Black crystals help to remove black energy, deflect psychic attacks. So now we know what that one's for. So just like I said, this black tourmaline, I know I'm not saying that word right, is helping to remove black energy and psychic attacks. So that black energy, you know, is negative, it's bad, it's nothing good there. But this one helps protect if somebody's trying to curse you and put witchcraft up on you. So you know this. And trying to, maybe the psychic attacks that they're talking about is maybe it's where you're asleep at night and you're having nightmares. And somebody is trying to curse you through your dreams or your own visions. And you're seeing these things and they're tormenting you and they're bad. That's what they're calling the black energy. But this black crystal is to remove this. You also got one called bloodstones. Crystals are known as having the blood of Christ. They are red and green with streaks of color. Bloodstones is an intense healing to cleanse, realign the lower chakras with the heart. See, now the bloodstone crystals, like I just read, is having the blood of Christ. And they are red and green streaks. But it has such intense power of healing to cleanse and to lower your chakras with the heart. Now, what if this bloodstone crystal was the one King David picked up? Since it represents the blood of Christ, What if this is the one that King David picked up off the ground and killed Goliath because Goliath was dark? And maybe Goliath was trying to use the black tourmaline or some blackened energy of a crystal or stone, but King David picked up the bloodstone that represented Christ. But you gotta think, this was before Christ came. So when King David killed Goliath. So what type of stone did King David actually pick up? Was there some blood of Christ before he even walked the earth in one of these stones to help us because he's the Son of God? Or did the bloodstone crystals come after Christ when he shed his blood upon this earth? But what type of stone did King David have? Here's one called amethyst. Will remove stress, strains, soothes irritability, balances, mood swings, dispel anger, rage, fear, and anxiety. Also activate spiritual psychic abilities. So the amethyst will help you with your anxieties, your fear. If you're scared and you got all these anxieties going on and through your trials and tribulations, this is a good stone for you to have to help with these things. And then they got a pink simsonite. Sorry, I can't pronounce a lot of these words, folks. So I'm just trying to call it like I've got it written down. So if this is disturbing you guys, I do apologize. I know it probably get on my nerves as well. It's getting on mine trying to pronounce it. This gemstone offers strong protection against the negative energies from bad spirits and negative environment. So if you're living around negativity and you work around negativity and you got family members or friends that you know are just so negative and there's no love about them, this is the gemstone you want, pink simsonite, for it brings protection against all of this. And you've got to try to keep positive energy around your own self. And the bad spirits will go away with this pink simsonite gemstone. Now, but as I covered before, crystals and gemstones date back to the days of the Garden of Eden. Throughout the Old Testament, you will find how the prophets of God before Christ used crystals and gemstones. And the Garden of Eden was full of crystals and gemstones. Sorry, I was reading some notes there. I know that was repetitive. But that's what some means. I have a lot more gemstones and crystals written down to read to you to tell you what they represent. But I wanted to share that little bit with you today of what each one represents. So when you go back and listen to my last two episodes again, or you've heard and you thought about my last two episodes, now you know what each one represents. And there's still many more to go. You can pull up online to see the representation of these things. You we'll get a better understanding. Maybe it has something to do with the colors of these gemstones. King David killed Goliath with the stone. Moses, once again, departed the Red Sea. And used the same staff to take down Pharaoh. So you do the math here. Now, after these last two episodes and what I read to you today, do you still think gemstones and crystals are evil, or they are actually here to help us? This is a question I know I asked in the last two episodes, but it's what you feel and how you think. Because what if we're going into a time that there is no more modern day medications and we need healings for our sickness and diseases? What if we're living in this day of this virus? And since there's no medication, no cure for this, what if it's relying in the crystals and gemstones that we're thinking is witchcraft? You see what I'm saying, folks? So this is something I'm going to end this with till next week's podcast. And I hope you guys enjoyed this and understand this. So now I gave you something to think about what each gemstone represents. And like I said, I've got plenty more that I just did not go into. I just gave you a small sample. So thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Don't forget to subscribe. If you'd like to support this podcast, look for the support button and follow the instructions. Don't forget to check out my store. I have all the links in the descriptions. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. You see my YouTube channel in the link. Click on the link. Subscribe to it as well. Don't forget to share and pass and have people, your family and friends, to subscribe. Thank you so much.